All right, here we go. Volume 7, Removing Old Useless Anger with Advanced Forgiveness Hypnotherapy Techniques. Well, everybody knows, 5 phase. Phase 1, direct suggestion with convincers. Phase 2, age regression. What for? We're going to get rid of what? Fears, misperceptions about their life, and maybe some other feelings that came up too. And then the big work, the heavy lifting of getting rid of anger is done in phase 3. Phase 3, forgiveness of others. Let's see what I wrote down here. Today we're going to go deeper into phase 3 and get into those advanced techniques. Of course, first reviewing a bit of the fundamentals, making sure that we all get off to an even start, and perhaps bringing up a few people up to date. Remember that feelings like anger are emotionally painful, and we will do what we can do to relieve ourselves from the pain. This is where the cycle of distraction comes from. If we have a feeling inside that is emotionally painful, then we are motivated to distract ourselves by putting our minds on something else, such as food, alcohol, drugs, or even working too much or shopping too much. So now we're going to get right into this stuff. Roll down to Roman numeral number 1. Okay, number 1, anger. Is it good, bad, or just ugly? Anger is neither good or bad. It's what you do with it that's either good or bad. However, people tend to store up anger long after its usefulness has passed. This anger then creates chronic stress, which is emotionally painful and unhealthy. So, first bullet, anger is good when? Now, this we need to start crystallizing in our minds. Because some people, as we start getting into this 5-path thing, and I start talking about the secret language of feelings, the secret language of feelings says unequivocally, what? All feelings are good, but there's a stipulation. Feelings come from our perceptions. So number 1, all anger is good when it is based in accurate perceptions. If you're angry about something and your perceptions are all messed up, then you're going to have erroneous anger. So anger is good when, 1, it is based in accurate perceptions. Number 2, it is motivating you to satisfy a need that is for safety and security. So that's it. That's when anger is good. It's good when it's useful. When is it useful? Well, when the anger it comes from accurate perceptions and when it's there to motivate you to satisfy a need. That is for safety and security. Anger is, quote, bad and can be useless when, number 1, in other cases, it is useless stress. Stress that leads to coping behaviors. These coping behaviors are distractors. Okay, in other cases, what do I mean by that? When it's not based in reality and when it's not motivating you to satisfy a need, want, or desire, then what does it do? It's just useless stress, stress that motivates you to start eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, and all that kind of stuff. Distractors are ways to cope with feelings, but do not satisfy the needs, wants, or desires whose perceived lack of is generating the feeling. So I wanted you to get crystal clear here about distractors. Distractors are ways to cope with feelings, but those behaviors or those substances that you're involving with to distract yourself from the feelings do not satisfy the needs, wants, or desires. Okay? Those needs, wants, or desires, if you perceive that you are lacking in fulfilling them, it will generate the painful emotion. For example, everybody needs safety and security. If you perceive that you're not in a safe or secure situation, whether you are what? If you are safe or not safe, it's the perception that counts. If you perceive that you are not safe, even though you're perfectly safe, as in the case of like a exaggerated fear or phobia, then what's going to happen? You're going to feel fearful. Okay. Let me see if there's any questions about that. click on here and let you talk.